This is Dave Boardman, Coffee Culture, Phoenix FM, .co.uk. You can get us all over the world. 96.7, you can get us all over Halifax. We are here in the bowels of Dean Clough Mill in Halifax, broadcasting, as I say, all over Halifax. And what we're doing now, what we're going to do now is we're going to talk to Chris Radcliffe. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, hi, Dave.
Hi. And Chris is here to tell us about the Hebden Bridge Web, and we'll probably talk about some websites and community websites in general. Okay. So, Hebden Bridge Web, what is it? And
well, it was the
why
first...
Why is it?
Well, why? I don't, yeah. It was the first community website in the country. I mean, when we set it up in 1995, it was the internet was still very much in its infancy. There was no Google, there was no Internet Explorer.
No, no Google. I mean, no. 95, that's only going back, what, 10, 12? Oh, 30 years. It is a long time ago, isn't it?
I mean, most of the people that I would talk to didn't know what the internet was or what the potential was. I mean, I remember Elaine, my partner, saying, well, I'm trying to get my head around it, but how could we ever make any money from it?
And it is one of those weird things, though. And, I mean, everybody uses Bill it, but Gates nobody really knows what it is.
Bill Gates was the same at that point. I mean, he famously said that he wasn't going to do the internet.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And, but he's pleased he changed his mind.
And so, anyway, we were doing it. We started the Hebden Bridge Web in the summer of 95. Mm-hmm. And there was no template. There was no other example for us to follow. There wasn't hardly anyone who knew how to do web code, and I ended up emailing people in America to try and find, you know, the little tricks and things.
So in 95, very few people are even using email, I guess.
That's right. And but because we were in Hebden Bridge, and we have artists, forward thinkers, photographers, writers, they were the kind of people that already had an inkling of what the internet might become. And so they gave us their support, and we, you know, we created the Hebden Bridge Web, which, you know,
it's... so you know, what is it? What is a community website?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing with the internet. Nothing is set in stone yet. I mean, it's still very early days. Imagine going to someone in the Middle Ages and say, what is all this printing? Where do you think this is going to lead?
I'm sure most of it must have thought, what a pointless thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why would you want everything printed the same?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so whatever it is at this moment is not what it's going to be in 10 years' time, and certainly what it wasn't 10 years ago. I mean, what we try to do is reflect the aspirations and views of the community, and give them a place to show our wonderful town of Hebden Bridge at its very best, which isn't hard to do, especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
And a lot of the political issues which come up for discussion are thrashed out on our lively forum.
Right. Well, we'll come on to the forum in a minute, but I'm intrigued. It's 1995. Obviously, you've got a computer, and if you're emailing,
Well, I mean, how we got into it was in the early 90s, we were writing, and we couldn't find a publisher for our first book, so we published it ourselves. I found I had a knack with using computers, doing stuff on the computers. So I got interested in the whole kind of technical side of it.
Yeah.
And then when the internet came along, we were looking for... By this time, we'd published a few books, including, you know, ones by nationally famous authors.
Penine Pens?
Penine Pens, which is basically Elaine Connell and myself. Elaine sadly died last October, so that it's not quite the same anymore. But
But lots of lovely messages on the forum that we'll come on to later about Elaine. I know for a fact. So
So when I looked into doing web pages, it was to promote the books initially. Mm-hmm. So I started doing a few web pages because our books had worldwide interest potentially if we could contact them.
Yeah.
And the internet, you know, provided a good way to do that. And so once I started doing a few web pages, then the idea came, Well, let's do one for Hebden Bridge.
Right, so that's so really, it's a sort of by accident, you know. Necessity is the mother of invention.
That's right. With a bit of imagination, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Chris Radcliffe is in the studio from Hebden Bridge Web. We were just saying you set it up in 1995. So what sort of things were on hebdenbridge.co.uk in the early days?
Right. Well, there were some very basic news items, but also it was displaying the people that first supported us, which were local photographers, local writers. Quite early on, I suppose, we were approached by John Morrison to do an online column. And this was one of the things that got us a lot of coverage.
No, and I know what this is. just tell us about the column John did.
Well, it was called View from the Bridge, and it ran to nearly 100 episodes, and it came... He just sent us an issue and we put it up, and very gradually we got a regular following. It was an affectionate but irreverent look at our town. Mm-hmm. And some people were offended by it. Most people just thought it was a good laugh.
Some people were offended by it.
Well, I mean, we like to think we were one of the first people to go from the internet into book form, mm-hmm. because we'd published this as a weekly column, but we were also conventional publishers, so we published the books.
And there's an old tradition of that. I mean, lots of Dickens's books were originally columns in newspapers.
Absolutely,
which
yes.
Was I mean, the I'm, web of the time.
Yeah, in fact, last night I was at the Hebden Bridge Picture House, mm-hmm. listening to Phil Jupitus read from the works of Dickens. Hebden Bridge Picture House as part of the Arts Festival. Yeah. But we're deviating, aren't we?
No, that's okay, because that's something you're promoting heavily through the web anyway.
The Arts Festival, yeah.
So tell us.
Yeah, that's on this week and all next week. Yeah. And details on the Hebden Bridge web.
Which is hebdenbridge.co.uk.
It is.
Obviously with the three W's.
Published the first volume of View from the Bridge. A local reporter had done a review for it. And then the Hebden Bridge Times pulled the review. Oh. Because there were comments about that could be attributed to local journalists. Ah. And local papers and various other people. I mean, everybody wanted to recognise themselves in the book. There were characters like Councillor Pratt, Willow Woman.
Who wants to recognise themselves as Councillor Pratt?
Well, the person who most people think it was actually eventually went into the bookcase and bought half a dozen copies.
Mm-hmm. I remember I moved to Hebden Bridge in 1999, and that was probably at the height of the fame of the books.
Yeah, so we were able to plaster all around the town, banned by the Hebden Bridge Times. Yes. You know, the book they want to ban. I mean, apparently we've heard they even sent it to their the Johnston Press mm-hmm. solicitors.
Oh.
To see if they could do us for libel.
Oh, right.
And they got the response that it would be laughed out of court.
Shame they didn't take it to court.
I know, but it was a great way for us to promote it. I mean, those that hadn't already got connected to the internet were mm-hmm. able to go out and buy it, and it became our bestseller.
But, I mean, as I was saying, when I arrived, the book itself was probably at the height of its fame, and I'd sort of, you go into the trades club and various other places for a drink. Quite often there'd be somebody sitting in the corner, so laughing at lots and lots of bits of it, and laughing at Willow Woman and some of the other characters, and then the face would drop when was it sort of Lonely Man or Sad Man? I can't remember what it was actually called.
Right, yeah.
And then the face would drop, and like the man sitting on his own in the pub would recognise himself in there. And I must admit, I met about a dozen people who thought that was about him.
The number of candidates for town drunk, every other person thought they were, that was them.
Absolutely, yes.
But I mean, other thing is that there were loads of anecdotes that came mm-hmm. out of that, not least, and Elaine used to tell this so mm-hmm. well. She told it when we had a do at the Little Theatre celebrating 10 years of Pennine Pens. But was when Biker Dave turned up at our doorstep, the real Biker Dave, claiming that it wasn't me, you understand, but it was the other members of the chapter. They think I'm losing face. Oh, God. I mean, it was, and he came in and we spent about an hour trying to placate him.
I think we're the arguments people had when they were sort of identifying themselves in John Morrison's column, A View from the Bridge, on the Hebden Bridge web. Is that still available?
It's still available. All of the original episodes from the 90s are still there online, and the books are still available from us. You can order online at the Hebden Bridge web, or you can get them from your local bookshop.
Absolutely. Well done. That's the adverts done. I'm sure we'll have some more adverts. And that's, I think we've only dropped in the words www.hebdenbridge.co.uk several times. It'll be coming several times more. So it'll be, you don't need to go and get a pen. It'll just be ingrained in your mind by the time we've finished plugging it.
Well, you just all you have to do is Google Hebden Bridge and we're number one.
Naturally. And the quality, you were saying off air earlier on, you've got this vision of quality.
We aspire to with the writing. I mean, so much of the internet, you know, the kind of online forums are drivel, really. They're people don't bother to...
Let's beat about the bush, shall we?
They don't construct their sentences properly. They don't take any time. And that's maybe fine. I mean, maybe that the internet is got so many different personalities. But what we've tried to do on the Hebden Bridge web is to promote good writing. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't enough to say, to just kind of respond to a point by saying, rhubarb, whatever, you know.
You're an expletive, deleted.
Yeah, that's right. And a load of strange marks and things. So we have been quite ruthless about not putting up messages that didn't conform to our guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that through doing that, we have got one of the best areas of debate that there is that you could have for a community, and I think it's unparalleled elsewhere.
Because that's what's different from a newspaper, isn't it? I mean, if you, you know, I buy The Guardian, you're from Hebden Bridge, you probably buy The Guardian.
Of course I do.
You go into a news site in Hebden Bridge and
it's taller than me. Guardian, yeah.
Three copies of The Express, four Telegraphs, and about four Guardia. But, you know, that's like, you know, the editor of The Guardian edits it. You might get something on the letters page occasionally, but yeah, it very much it's about the editor of the guy, and you're sort of the editor of the Hebden Bridge.
That's right. And to begin with, it meant rejecting messages, but increasingly, I think people have tuned into the style that we have, and they take a lot of time to write very good, cogent arguments, and and often with humour, and the quality of the debate that we have in the forum, I recommend anyone to. It goes back several years, and you can just see what we've been discussing about in Hebden Bridge. The points are well made, and we do put points that we don't agree with. Obviously, I mean, because that promotes debate.
Absolutely, absolutely, and virtually everything that's happened in Hebden Bridge of any significance has been on the forum. And it can be amazing how many different views people can have about fustian knives. For example,
that's the current debate at the moment. There's some very interesting metaphors used for our newly installed fustian knife.
Yes, which is, for those of you who haven't been to Hebden Bridge recently, this is a sundial in St. George's Square.
And memorial to times past in the form of a fustian knife, which fustian corduroy was the main trade of Hebden Bridge in times past.
Yeah. Yes, but I mean, you know, anything really that goes on. You know, people have views on the arts festival, the World Doorstep Festival, and all sorts of things.
Yeah, going back to when we started the forum, obviously to begin with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone can say anything. Let people have their voice. Uh-huh. And of course, on a Friday night, they'd come back from the pub, they'd copy a a few pages from a porn site and paste it into their message.
No.
So
you don't need that.
So obviously, we had to tighten up.
Yeah,
and we learned that, that we got to exert some influence and control.
Because I mean, I'm not sure what the law is, but if somebody puts something libelous or pornographically disgusting, etc., are you as the editor proprietor or whatever the term is, are you liable as a newspaper?
I guess we are, you know, mm-hmm. and I mean, certainly the fear of that would influence us. Mm-hmm. But there are other
websites people can do that on, rather than yours.
Exactly, basically. Yeah. And we have been threatened with libel over the years.
Sure. You never lost a major libel case.
We've avoided going to court so far. I don't know how we'd manage if it got serious. I mean, at one time it did get quite serious. I mean, around Chainsaw Tuesday time. That's another story.
Yes. That was like trees coming down on the mill pond.
Yeah, we've jumped a few years now. We're going to, I think, 2004.
Yeah.
And there was a major battle in the centre, in a back street of Hebden Bridge, when a local developer brought in stewards from Liverpool to protect the people who were cutting trees on the mill pond in Hebden Bridge. And there were scuffles and fighting for 3 or 4 hours all morning as these stewards prevented the residents of Windsor View and Windsor Road using the Windsor View, really.
Yeah.
And we made this into a major issue. I don't think the local paper would have covered it in the way we did. We had photos and video of it the same day, and it shocked the whole community to see how far developers were prepared to go in getting their own
way. Well, the story went from being a few people on, you know, in one terrace being a bit annoyed about what was going on behind their house, or for some of them in front of their houses, to, you know, a community outrage.
Absolutely. Total outrage, and quite rightly so. I mean, you know, you just couldn't believe that there were going to be street fighting in a back street in Hebden Bridge.
No. And before the pubs had even opened and closed as well. Okay, Dave Boardman, Coffee Culture, on Phoenix FM 96.7. And Chris Radcliffe's still here talking about the Hebden Bridge Web. We were talking about the forum. There's, you know, people can sort of debate lots of things, but there's also lovely memorials on there when somebody passes away, people can sort of express some feelings about it. And I was reading about Elaine Connell. You were saying Elaine set it up together in 95.
That's right, and we have the Lives Remembered section. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we don't think there's not. It's just when people who we know or people who contact us, we had that page for that. But Elaine and I, well, we were together for 26 years, and we have a we set it up together, and she was a crucial part of it until she died.
And a crucial part of Hebden Bridge in general.
A crucial part of Hebden Bridge. Mm-hmm. She knew so many people and always had anecdotes and a bit of humour for everybody. And
The Lives Remembered section is quite nice, because it's like, you know, obviously when somebody sort of dies, you know, you go to a funeral, you know, there's flowers with little messages and things like that. And the great thing about websites, and not just your website, but others, is that people can express all sorts of views, and it helps people to say how much I miss Elaine or, you know, whoever else is on there and what have you. Okay, so that's the forum. There's an awful lot of other things.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say is, I mean, also I miss having her wisdom and intellect around to conspire with her, to liaise, you know, as a colleague. I mean, for example, we've both got background in teaching, and we get phoned up by people who are not happy with something that's on the website occasionally. And this January, we published the latest results from Calder High.
Oh, yeah.
And we've commented for several years that the Calder High exam results hover around the national average, and we would expect, given the catchment area, that they could be a little higher. And we say that every year.
Yeah.
I had a very irate headmaster on the phone, Stephen Bull, and he was livid and threatening legal action and also saying what we printed wasn't correct, but it was. Uh-huh. And now that was a time when I could have done with Elaine, because the two of us would have talked about it. We know education very well, and we could have, you know, and given Elaine, a much stronger response.
Elaine would have that sort of like response and diplomacy and tact that sometimes you might lack, Chris, well, if you don't mind.
She also, but this is true. But it also worked the other way around. Yeah. So we were a good balance for each other. We could calm each other down if one of us got too passionate about something, and
Yes, and passionate people. I mean, it takes passionate people to do what you and and Elaine set up and did together for so many years.
But she also went on to early on when Ted Hughes. Now that Ted Hughes has a local connection, he was the poet laureate for a long time.
Yeah. And from Mytham Royd.
Was born in Mytham Royd. His wife Sylvia Plath.
Yeah.
Now very, very famous, is buried up the hill in Heptonstall, long before Sylvia Plath was as famous as she has now become. Elaine was a great appreciator of her poetry, and set up, when Birthday Letters was published in 98, set up the Sylvia Plath Forum, and that became internationally the place for debating the life and work of Sylvia Plath.
Wow.
And it has got, if you look at some of the comments on the Lives Remembered section, you can see that people who've come from the forum and said here's one short quote. "For me, her greatest legacy would be her website for Sylvia Plath, which stands unique among Plath's sources on the World Wide Web. Her work in this field was unparalleled."
Well done. Yes. And I mean, so again, making the point that once you're on the World Wide Web, it's not just Hebden Bridge
anymore.
That's
right. And again, we were promoting, we were selective about what we published. We didn't let people insult each other. We were looking for good discussion and good debate. And that's what we've got. And you can still find 10 years hundreds of thousands of words on the Sylvia Plath Forum, which is left there online as a memorial to Elaine.
Right. Lots. Okay, Chris, you're still here. This website has been with us for 12, 13 years now.
Yeah.
It's obviously sustainable.
Well, it's not yet. I mean, one of the reasons for starting it, obviously, is our commitment to our local community, which we love and, want to nurture and appreciate and all those things. Mm-hmm. But also as a shop window for our web development services. Uh-huh. And so we hope that people come along to the site, see that we can do web pages, and will come along and employ us to do sites for them.
So metaphorically, Chris, you're in the shop window now. Tell us about these services.
Well, I mean, that's simply it. And people do that. We get lots of local Hebden Bridge people and people from all over the country who come and use our services to do websites. I mean, I must maintain hundreds. And so to what extent the Hebden Bridge web has helped in that, I'm not sure. But what I would like it to be is sustainable in its own right. And recently, with increase in advertising, and especially things like our small ads page, where if you're selling a house, buying a house, you want to know how to straighten out your deadlocks. There's all sorts of weird things on the small ads section.
Oh, nice.
And all of these things help make it sustainable. So at some point, I hope I will be able to pass it on to whoever.
As a going concern.
As a going concern, yeah.
Right.
And I mean, also we do training and we have helped other members of the community set up their own websites. The Charlestown history site, for example. I taught Richard how to update I did the original site, and then I taught Richard how to update the site, and he's been doing it for several years. A few years ago, Faye Robinson in Mytham Royd approached me and said, look, we'd like something similar for Mytham Royd. And we together set up the MyHemorrhoidNet, which Faye now runs by herself and updates the pages and puts the news on and everything, and occasionally comes to me for a bit of technical support.
Right, and it's amazing. You were saying the Hebden Bridge Web was the first community sort of website in the country, and now virtually every town, if not every town, seems to have one now.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're travelling around the country, you know, thinking, oh, we're going to be stopping in Lampeter in South Wales or whatever it happens to be. Yeah, you can go and have a look. There's almost certainly a website.
You can always find the information that you want. But, mm-hmm. I mean, is there anything else like the Hebden Bridge Web? I'd be interested to know. I mean, I think that's partly because of the uniqueness of Hebden Bridge.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I'm sure there are some really good ones out there.
To the extent that we've been successful, I mean, that is down to the support we've received from the local community and the people who recognised at an early stage what the internet could do.
And have you been influential in, you know, we were saying before about, the fights over, you know, with men with chainsaws cutting trees and things like this.
I think increasingly we have been influential. I mean, we initiated the campaign for broadband when it looked like we were going to be left behind in the digital race. I mean, it looks like we may be left behind again for broadband too, but that's perhaps another time.
Yeah.
And there's various issues where I think we've set the agenda, we've given it the prominence. It's become, people have come to look at the Hebden Bridge Web before they look at the local papers to find out how things are developing.
Is that because there's more depth of debate? You know,
I think that's part of it, but I think it's also the immediacy, because I can put something up straight away.
Yeah, rather than waiting until Friday to get the Hebden Bridge Times.
If something happens in Hebden Bridge, like the floods we had in January, I think it was, I was there, I could take the photos, I could get them on with a couple of hours. Even the local papers don't work as quickly as that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not criticising. I love the Hebden Bridge Times. It is one of my favourite newspapers. So anyone from there is listening. You know, Norman, you've got a good paper there, but it is also a weekly paper, as you're saying.
Also, I think, we can point things out we've had a political awareness that is not always shared by local papers. And so, for example, at the time of the last general election, when it was thought to be a three horse race between Liberal Democrats, Tories and Labour, we were able to dig out opinion polls that showed quite clearly that it wasn't a three horse weight race. Losing my, I'm saying the words wrong.
A three course race, meal, whatever. So do you think you influenced how people voted?
Well, I think once they saw that it was only two parties in it, then that would have influenced how they would have voted. And given that the majority that Chris McCafferty got was only a few hundred, I think it's not unfair to say that we could have had an influence on the result.
So if the majority is only a few hundred, and 120 people thought, I won't vote for them because they're almost certainly going to come third. I'll vote for one of the others.
That's right.
It being Chris
and I know
McCafferty.
A lot. I know people who were thinking of voting for the people who were in third place. I don't want to upset any of the political parties, because we welcome the support from all of them.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm
doing my best not to name the party you can upset as well. We don't want to get into that.
I could upset without much fear, because they never, ever... I don't even know if the local Conservatives know about the internet yet.
So this is the end of the second hour of Dave Boardman's Coffee Culture. You've been listening to Chris Radcliffe and the Hebden Bridge Web. We'll say it one more time, Chris. What's that website?
Hebden Bridge Co. UK, or just key in Google for Hebden Bridge, and we're number one.
Right. And